Burnside's 120,000 crossed the Rappahannock in icy, dense fog on December 12th, and the next morning attacked Lee's army of 85,000 entrenched on higher ground. Union General William B. Franklin's left wing was to attack Jackson's Confederates on the right, while the Union right flank was to probe Longstreet's corps on the left, dug in at Marye's Heights west of Fredericksburg. If Franklin rolled up Jackson, the Union right was to mount a real attack. But Burnside issued confusing orders, and Franklin failed to push forward with his 50,000 men. Meanwhile, the probes from the Union's right flank turned into a series of suicidal brigade attacks as waves of Federal soldiers streamed uphill out of Fredericksburg, only to be mowed down by ranks of dug-in rebel defenders from the Marye's Heights high ground, pouring down volleys of fire. More than 12,500 Union men were killed, wounded, or went missing, most of them at Marye's Heights. Sharp's regiment mercifully escaped the slaughter that decimated so many others at Fredericksburg. Since December 4th, most of the 120th had been detached to an engineering outfit to help build corduroy roads about 16 miles south of the Rappahannock. It was not until the afternoon of December 13th that his men reached Sickles' 2nd Division, which was across the river with Franklin's left wing and taking heavy cannon fire from Jackson's corps. Sharp's regiment was immediately ordered to the front line within easy musket range of rebel soldiers. He put out 80 skirmishers who found cover in a ditch within 24 yards of the Confederates, and throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening rotated soldiers in and out of that dangerous spot with shells shrieking over their heads. This was their first time in combat. Several were wounded. Although their fighting was not intense December 13th, Sharp felt his men kept their cool under fire. Likewise, Sickles was pleased with the performance of the rookie regiment and its commander. Sharp had an opportunity to demonstrate his linguistic skills that day. Near the 120th was a New York City regiment composed almost entirely of French immigrants who did not speak English. The colonel commanding them did not speak their language, so the Frenchmen could not understand his commands. Confusion resulted, threatening a serious break in the lines until Sharp, who was fluent in French, intervened to put the regiment in its proper position.